Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fourth chapter of Paul's letter to the Colossians, he writes, "At the same time, pray for us as well, that God will open a door for us." In the fourth chapter of the letter to the Colossians, Paul writes, "At the same time, pray for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the world." Opportunity. Of all the things we could pray for and desire, opportunity might be the most intriguing. See, the Apostle Paul prayed for open doors, not specific outcomes, which is interesting. He wanted the opportunity to do his work in the world. He didn't really care where his work took him. He was primed to be a part of God's adventure in the world. Open doors and opportunities were his heart's desire. I find that we, and I'm even speaking for myself, we pray for specific outcomes for the issues and situations that concern us. We want our lives and our relationships to kind of unfold in a somewhat predictable and pleasing pattern or way. We long for a sense of certainty and control in our lives. But where is the adventure in that? Perhaps we should begin to request opportunities and open doors that will lead us more deeply into the mystery of our faith. Maybe we should be more open to the adventures of faith and the opportunities for service that God will afford us. An open door and the resolve to walk through it can be an exciting and enlivening opportunity to grow in faith. It can actually be the adventure of a lifetime. Let's pray. Lord God, we ask for open doors that we might walk through. We ask that you would usher us into adventures of faith that will give shape to our lives, light a path before us that you want us to follow. Lord God, we are ready. We are ready to seize the opportunities you set before us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.